Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for a series finale between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos on yet another windy day in Pensacola. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by a guy who is very happy the wind's blowing in all week. It's closer, Justin Yeager. Justin, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, happy to be here, man. Thank you.
First off, this wind has been nuts all week. It is terrible if you were a hitter. It must be absolutely picture perfect to see the flags blowing straight into the wind ramping up to like 20 miles an hour in from center.
Yeah, man, when I pitched here in 2022, like the entire time we were here was always winds blowing out, ball flies here, and it's like, all right, it's nice to have it the other way around for once.
Well, and how about last night too? You got the big time save and a big time kind of redemption save of what happened on Tuesday. You locked down the win and you guys snapped that 5-game skid. How good did that feel, not only kind of have that redemption save, but to close it down as fast as you did last night?
Yeah, man, that was huge. I mean, we were going through a little bit of a skid there. It really started with Tuesday too, and it's like, when you go through those on Tuesday, it's like, man, like how are we going to bounce back from that? And it's just like, in my situation, like it adds a little bit of fuel to my fire. So it was like to come out there last night and really set the tone right there at the end. Like that's what I needed to do. Like that's what I'm looking to do every time. So it's, if I can get that little extra fuel, like I know things are going to go my way.
Well, and that's been your thing throughout the first part of this year. You've been relied on. There's been plenty of close games this year, and you're being relied on heavily early on. How much fun has that been for you with how many close games this team has had and how much you've been relied on in the closer role?
It's awesome, especially when you had a crowd like last night where, the seats are filled. Like, that little extra motivation, like, it really gets me going. Like, I fuel off of, like, I thrive off, like, that extra fire from the crowd. So, like, if I can get that going a little bit, like, that makes it a lot more fun.
And the velo was ramping up a little bit. Your slider looked real good last night. You're a two-pitch guy, fastball, slider. How much do you play those pitches off of each other, and how much do you use those in the ninth inning when guys are knowing they're seeing one of two things?
So we talked about it yesterday. They've been kind of picking up on what we've been doing, like fastballs up, sliders down. So in my situation, where I have two pitches, so they got a 50-50 shot one way or the other. So it's more so just like trusting yourself. Like I know if I put the pitch in my spot, like they're not going to hit it. So it's more so going off my strengths rather than their strengths, and like pitching to my ability. And I know like we're going to be okay.
How much more fun does that make it for you when they know what's coming and you're still able to shut them down?
It, like we talked, like it adds that extra fuel. And it's like, if I get a pitch by someone that maybe I got away with, it's like, yeah, I know.
One of the big things too for you this year is you're finally back and healthy. You were limited to just 3 appearances last year. How nice is it just to be back pitching and healthy?
It's been huge, man. Like having, just being around, especially every day, just like, I didn't get to have that last year. Like things get really monotonous when you're down in rehab. Like it's every single morning. Like you just don't get that baseball experience. So like I'm soaking in every moment I can. Like if it's shagging BP, just being with the guys, like just every day in and out stuff, like it's different.
What was that rehab process like? Because unfortunately your first year in the Brewers system was spent mostly rehabbing.
It was tough. Like we couldn't really figure out what was going on with the shoulder. Like had a bunch of imaging, just like couldn't get it to feel right. Ended up getting a cortisone shot and things kind of started to get better in the fall league. It was creeping up again in the off season, and it was just like reaching out to different people, like messing with a million different things, and things are finally starting to like click and like getting that confidence back. A lot of it's the confidence too. Like if you trust that like you feel good, like you're going to start talking your way into actually feeling good.
Well, and how much did the confidence get boosted by the fall league and you guys winning the title?
That was huge. Like to really see my stuff back in the fall and to be able to pitch in the fall instead of just like having a completely washed year, like kind of gave me a little bit of confidence going into this year. Like, okay, we're going to be okay. And like, you need to see some go in. It has to happen.
Well, and especially for you, surprise Aguaro, 2023 Arizona Fall League champions. But how much does, like you said, being able to pitch and being able to just get some innings under your belt going into the offseason, how much of that helped mentally going into spring training this year?
It was huge. When you're in that type of situation, it's just like, all right, like how long am I going to go without throwing? How long am I going to go? And like to even have 6-7 innings and a little bit of high intent, like that makes the biggest difference. And then going into the spring, like you just got to let it rip. That was at the end of the day, it was like, we just got to let it rip, and whatever happens, happens.
As the closer of this team, your mentality is a lot different from a lot of the other pitchers. You're coming in with the game on the line now. Right now, we're smiles. You were kicking around the soccer ball earlier. But when you get in the game, it's lockdown, closer mentality, get 3 outs.
Yeah.
What is that switch like when it gets flipped on out in the bullpen?
Usually around the 7th, 8th, like, it starts to, like, lock in a little bit. Like, I do my little couple movement prep things, and, like, I don't really talk a ton, so it's, like, I get There's guys that like to pitch calm. Like, I'm the complete opposite. Like, I got to be as angry as possible. And that just adds to it.
What do you do to make yourself as angry as possible?
You got to find those external motivators, whether it's something someone says in the crowd, just like someone looks at you the wrong way. You got to find something. It's the small things. You can make it up if you need to.
It's like when Happy Gilmore, when he sees, or Billy Madison, where he's seeing the swan out there. So do you find your swan out in the crowd?
Exactly. If there's some dude chirping from the bullpen, like that's it. That's the one.
Well, Justin, thanks so much. Been a lot of fun watching you pitch this year. Hoping for a lot more fun to come.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers and Blue Wahoos coming up next.